integrating the private and public, obstacles and openings.
It would be extraordinary to find a place, if there is one, where I can integrate that public-private. I have no idea whether that's possible, but in a sense I suppose this sort of setting is the place I start to experiment with it. In fact, I had a very interesting situation recently, and I've started a doctorate, and it's like the world's slowest doctorate. I have officially 8 years, and I think I'm probably going to need an extension, but I'm in a really good department at Bristol University, and I have been experimenting with the idea of lying down in public spaces and why that's so unbelievably difficult, and the kind of ideas people bring, and how even around in various countries now, including Westminster Council is trying to do the same thing, they're bringing in statutes that forbid people from lying down on the street. And it's about homelessness, it's about, basically it's about moving people on. What does that mean for those of us who need to lie down? Do we have to not exist in society because it's really unacceptable? So I started working with that, and then for this doctorate I do periodically 2.5 days present in lectures, which is just massive for me, and I realised I couldn't carry on like that, and so last time I took bed in. Huge thing to do, but it was the most incredible experience, because what I found was that within 5 minutes of being there, somebody was saying to me, oh, these chairs are really uncomfortable, and why don't they provide us with a table so that we can notate without hurting our back? I just said, there's some tables down the corridor. Bring them. No, she's going to mind. Couldn't. I persuaded her. She went and got one. And somebody else said, ooh, where's the table from? 15 minutes later, the tutor said, right, before we get underway, anyone else wants a table? Go and get it now. Half a dozen people set themselves up with tables. By mid-morning, the first person perched on the corner of my bed. Mm-hmm. By late on day two, somebody was sprawling on the ground while we were having our lecture. And by the third day, the tutor brought the laptop with something for us to watch so that I could see it from the bed. Somebody perched here, somebody perched there, the rest gathered around like this, and somebody else did a sort of dog on the hearth rug in front of me. And it's absolutely extraordinary. And my experience as a wheelchair user is that if I go into public spaces, I end up sitting on the end of a row. Very often they fill up with people, and there's a sea of empty chairs around me. I've had this on crowded trains over the years where people stand in the aisles and they won't sit next to me. And I'm used to this sense of actually incredible isolation in very populated spaces. On that course, my bed was surrounded by chairs, which I thought was going to feel really exposed, and actually it felt like having a hug. It was absolutely incredible. I've never felt so completely incorporated into that social side of things. I guess one of the things I realised was that doing that wasn't really about me in the end. I was more comfortable, but actually it was about the other people there. And by doing that, it actually gave all these other people permission to break the rules and be comfortable and make better use of the 2.5 days because they were relaxed. How each of us can find one thing that's just hard to do and break the bloody rule anyway, because who says we have to do things a particular way?